Steve Jobs, meditating cross-legged before addressing Apple devotees in 1981, once seemed radical. Today, mindfulness has transformed from a fringe Buddhist practice to a mainstream corporate wellness strategy embraced by Fortune 500 companies, politicians, and celebrities. This ancient contemplative tradition has found unlikely champions in Oprah Winfrey, Arianna Huffington, and NBA coach Phil Jackson, who credits meditation for his 11 championship rings. The $1.1 billion mindfulness industry grows at 12% annually, fueled by neuroscience research validating what practitioners have known for millennia. What explains this dramatic shift? How did a practice once confined to monasteries become essential in boardrooms? The journey from monastery to mainstream reveals how an ancient wisdom tradition is helping modern workers navigate an increasingly chaotic world, finding both productivity and purpose through present moment awareness. During General Mills' $10.5 billion Pillsbury acquisition, Janice Martorano faced both intense work pressure and the loss of both parents. Emotionally depleted after the merger, she found renewal through Jon Kabat-Zinn's Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, MBSR, retreat. This experience led her to develop a mindfulness curriculum for General Mills executives, which spread rapidly through the organization, eventually reaching over 1,000 employees. This trend swept through corporate America, with companies like Aetna, Salesforce.com, and Green Mountain Coffee embracing mindfulness. It marked a new phase in corporate responsibility, adding employee well-being to existing priorities of profits, social impact, and environmental consciousness. The scientific validation of mindfulness gained momentum in the 1980s through the Mind and Life Institute's dialogues between the Dalai Lama and Western scientists. The development of fMRI technology enabled researchers to observe brain activity in real time, proving the brain's capacity for change through training. Leading researchers like Judson Brewer at Yale's Child Study Center and Richard Davidson at Wisconsin-Madison's Center for Investigating Healthy Minds have shown that mindfulness increases prefrontal cortex activity, enhancing higher-order thinking and empathy. Harvard researcher Sarah Lazar found that long-term meditators displayed thicker cerebral cortex regions linked to sensory processing, suggesting meditation's potential to slow brain aging. Work-related stress affects 69% of employees, with significant increases over 30 years, 18% for women and 25% for men. Our bodies react to work stress like physical threats, triggering fight or flight responses that, when chronic, can lead to diabetes, depression, and immune suppression. The core issue isn't external circumstances, but our reactions to them, particularly the gap between expectations and reality. Mindfulness breaks this cycle by anchoring us in the present moment, enabling conscious responses instead of automatic reactions. Jon Kabat-Zinn's study at Promega showed reduced stress, decreased anxiety, and increased energy after 8 weeks of mindfulness practice. Participants displayed enhanced left prefrontal cortex activation and stronger immune responses compared to control groups. General Mills employees who completed mindfulness training reported improved focus and attention. University of Washington research found mindful HR professionals handled fewer activities per session but spent 50% more time on each task, showing 20% better concentration and less task switching. In professional sports, Phil Jackson's integration of meditation into Chicago Bulls and Lakers training contributed to 11 championships. Players like Michael Jordan developed greater self-awareness and team attentiveness through mindfulness practices. Research shows mindfulness training enhances both focus and compassion. In one study, participants who completed 8 weeks of mindfulness were 3 times more likely to offer their seat to someone in need compared to untrained individuals. The benefits extend inward, too. Studies by Neff and Germer demonstrate that mindfulness increases self-compassion and happiness while reducing depression and anxiety, with results proportional to practice time. Compassion doesn't equal weakness. Police officer Cherry Maples found that mindfulness transformed her law enforcement approach after training with Thich Nhat Hanh. By examining her intentions and maintaining self-awareness, she brought compassion to her work without compromising effectiveness, never having to discharge her weapon even when justified. At Facebook, engineers applied mindfulness principles to improve user interactions. They redesigned the photo reporting system to prompt users to identify their emotions first, asking, "I don't like this photo because." This simple change led to significant improvements, 75% higher message sending rates and 50% more photo removals. Bill George of Harvard Business School observes mindfulness practices gaining traction at leading companies like Google, General Mills, Goldman Sachs, and Apple, helping leaders develop focus, clarity, creativity, compassion, and courage. Leaders must remain authentic while balancing professional demands with personal demands. Janice Martorano describes clarity as seeing reality without expectations, while focus develops through meditation like strengthening a muscle. Compassion means recognizing pain in ourselves and others and taking action. These elements create leadership presence, a quality others can tangibly feel. Bill Ford used meditation to align his environmental values with leading Ford Motor Company. During the financial crisis, he maintained his practice of daily compassion and loving-kindness meditation. His compassionate approach to necessary layoffs earned gratitude from departing employees, inspiring him to create the Volunteer Corps for employee community service. LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner champions compassionate management as his core principle, emphasizing action over mere empathy. The company embeds this philosophy through performance reviews, meditation classes, and encouraging teams to understand opposing perspectives during conflicts. Silicon Valley leads workplace mindfulness adoption, with major tech companies like Google, Apple, and Facebook offering meditation programs. At Google, Chade Meng Tan's Search Inside Yourself program brings contemplative practices to work, aiming to create conditions for world peace in this lifetime. The program emphasizes compassion and cooperation over individual productivity, promoting management practices that prevent burnout while maintaining efficiency. This approach has spread nationwide, transforming organizational conflict resolution and communication. In our digital age, mindfulness counters constant distraction. Harvard research by Killingsworth and Gilbert shows that across 83 countries, people are less happy when their minds wander, even during pleasant daydreams. Mindfulness ultimately remains a personal responsibility, whether practiced through morning meditation, walking meditation at work, or brief moments of awareness throughout the day. While it won't single-handedly transform capitalism or solve global challenges, mindfulness changes us from the inside out, shifting us from reaction to response, from greed to gratitude, from fear to forgiveness. Research demonstrates mindfulness is resilience in extreme circumstances. Hurricane Ike survivors with mindfulness training showed lower stress levels a year later than untrained colleagues. HIV-positive adults who practiced mindfulness maintained stable immune function while control groups declined. Most remarkably, psoriasis patients listening to mindfulness instructions during light therapy healed 3 times faster than those receiving standard treatment alone. In our distracted, high-pressure world, mindfulness offers a path back to natural awareness and compassion. The breath serves as our constant anchor to the present moment. Through consistent practice, we develop the capacity to respond rather than react, choosing wisdom over habit. The mindfulness revolution isn't about escaping reality, but engaging with it more fully, one breath, one moment at a time.